Brazil.
I know.
That's well, we got three of us, I guess we can get started. Right?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Quorum and Pete's there, so we have a quorum. So, yeah.
Okay. We'll get started. I'll assume Jim will surface sometime soon. I'd like to call this meeting to order. In line with the Indiana open door law, we posted the meeting appropriately. Get started. So our minutes, there are two sets of minutes, which I assume you've had a chance to go through. One for the regular meeting on August 29th, the other for the public hearing on, which was very exciting, by the way, on September 19th. I found no additions or corrections.
Me neither. I move approval.
Pete, you okay with
What,
them?
one question.
Yep.
On page two of the 829 minutes, there's a reference to Ed Schroeder was speaking, and the last sentence in that paragraph believes that allowing one structure or a hallway type of agreement. I'm not sure there
I think it should be
about that hallway type of agreement. Does
improvement, I think is the word.
okay.
I don't know if my spell check changed it or I did.
Okay. That's the only correction I noted.
Improvement.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Schroeder's, now that I look at it, I think Schroeder's, there's a typo in the spelling there, right? Wouldn't it be Schroe instead of ORE?
Probably, yes.
So we'll put amendments.
So, subject to those changes, I move approval.
I second. In favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So they're approved. So it would also include the public hearing budget minutes, which there was no activity in that meeting. So
Same motion.
I second those. Favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay. Claims.
Yeah, they're a little bit short, as you probably noticed, but your claims from last meeting were quite
They
long
were.
because we were pretty much right up to the date that we had the claims in there. So these are your usual operating expenses, very few, and then the Zoom and Town of Culver expenses. As Steve was asking me earlier, just to point out, Town of Culver sends you guys a bill really about a month behind. So you get it mid-month or like
The
4 weeks
previous month,
back.
yeah.
Yeah. I believe with this last bill, you're probably at the end of your bigger bills for sewage because this
Right,
took
should
you
be
through about Labor Day.
well through eight,
Yeah.
well.
So next month, we should see the Town of Culver bills drop pretty significantly. Yeah. And really, just the grand total is $24,026.17. And I don't think you have, we do have an attorney bill that just came in that will be outstanding on your next set of claims. Of course, you'll have some November, December on your end of year claims. Nothing majorly significant other than, oh, Pilot News also just came in, so that'll be on there as well, which was your advertising for the land
Another
sale.
okay, please.
Yes, another big one.
Okay, I'll second that. Motion to approve. Favor?
Aye.
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 Approved. They're approved.
So, Jenny, you want that circulated by DocuSign
Yep.
or? Okay, I'll shoot it off.
Yeah, and Pete, you can send it individually if you want because we don't have anyone else online. Or I can send you the one that Brian and Fritz do and scan it for you.
Oh, that's right. I'll go ahead and send a signature page for me.
Okay.
Right, thanks.
Sounds good.
Okay, the management board.
Yeah, I put a note in there about the early payoff. Last year we sent a letter October 25th, I believe, same with the years before. I've sent Jim and Steve the numbers from previous years because we have to figure out what that total amount is. Steve has a list now, well, it has the amortized number from the SRF bond. So we'll be able to figure out the math on that and get it out. Just want to let you know it'll go out. You already have the adoption of the budget on the agenda, so I'll skip over that. Outdoor stickers I'll be ordering. Southwest did approve on their end at their last meeting. The Lake Max Association contribution, I emailed you guys about this. In municipal world, when you get audited, if you haven't had some sort of agreement between you and a nonprofit, they deem you for that. So I wrote up an agreement that basically says Fritz would sign on your behalf to make a $1,000 contribution. In return, they will provide us an advertisement and continued surveillance service. And that way, if we get audited, we can say, yes, the board agreed, their board agreed. So this will go off to their board after Fritz's signature. And
You suggested that you thought we had to approve this expenditure in the last, I wouldn't hear from the last meeting. So we
they
need a motion here.
no, they approved it at the last one. I just didn't want to have
Yeah,
the
sure.
check cut from Steve without Steve knowing there's an agreement in place. And then, of course, we have the Asbury proposal, which is also on the agenda, so I'll skip that for now. And then I wanted to let you know something we're doing on the Southwest side that I figured I could represent East side as well. Sometime over the winter months, I'm gonna invite the realtors to come have coffee with me, check in with them on, you know, there's new realtors every year in this town, I think, and very competitive realtors in our town. So I am starting to find out about sales of homes through the title company instead of the realtors. And when the realtors give me a heads up, that it goes more smoothly for us. So I thought, well, it might be time to kind of check in with those offices. So I'm going to just post a little, I'll bake them some pumpkin bread or something, you know, ask them to come join me. And if I don't get a great turnout, I'll just go office to office and have visits. Yeah, I figured it keeps us in a positive light with them as well. And they're very busy at times, I'm sure. But when they're thinking about titles transferring and all that sort of stuff, you know, Kathy was great about hounding people for that information. And since I have a full-time job, I'm less likely to hound. So I want to make sure we're connecting with them like once or twice a year. And that's really all I had in our report.
Outdoor stickers go.
They'll go right on the alarm box. Yeah, so we're hoping between magnet and alarm box.
Somebody will know where to call.
Yeah, and at this point, I did talk to our police chief. I said, how often are you guys getting that call? He said, we get it more on the southwest side than we do the east side. He said, it seems like the east side people know who to call. So I'm, you know, hitting the southwest side with magnets and these stickers as well. So they shouldn't be calling the police for a sewer alarm, but people just don't know why that. A loud alarm freaks people out in general, I think. So, and our police just go, here's Thomas Excavating's phone number. So there, Chad said it's not a big deal. He said, but if I'm in the middle of arresting someone or on a call, I'm probably going to ignore that phone call. So.
So I Fritz, I need to accept that.
I'll second that. In favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
So,
Accepted.
Fritz and Jenny, we've already approved the $1,000, right?
Yes, we did that in the last meeting.
All right, when you submit that, can you start arguing our case? We'd like a full page ad for that, and then I'd like to check the copy, and you know, I want to sort of tout our little organization and what we do, just so people know. And so we'll try to max our exposure out of that.
I think this year they put it out. What was it, spring or summer? It went out right before you guys probably came for summer. Because I know the Southwest side got theirs in last minute, which is why they did a flyer versus an ad. So, Pete, we can work on it between now and end of year so that in January I could send it to him and say, we want to make sure this gets put in. So, yeah, I'll draft up a graphic and work with you on content that you want in it and, get it in the format of a JPEG, which is what they'll probably
Yeah,
want.
great. You might add, we got that little list of the board members on the agenda here, something like that. Again, it's just part of letting everyone know that who's there and what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Financials. Steve.
Okay, for the month of August, we had receipts of $27,214, operating disbursements $27,280, interest income of $235, net positive cash flow for the month $169, total ending balances August 31st $131,009.41. I guess of note for August, we had some larger payments. Looks like 3 months worth of USIC bills hit that month. And we had some repairs from Thomas. Looks like a couple of valves and a fence repair, if I remember right. And then on the revenue side, it looked like I did not go back and dig into the detail, but it looked like we got an extra deposit that appeared to be like us, the people that are on semi-monthly, and it hit in early August,
Some
August
people
8th.
pay twice a year.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. So looks like we're on track as far as budgetary items and revenues. The next couple pages, you'll see a breakdown by funds and by bank account. We have 41,000 in the Bank of New York sinking fund of note. And when we get the next distribution or prior to year end, we'll have to transfer the remainder to make that bond payment in early January. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the improvement account's been there since day one. It's earning some interest.
Steve,
So.
is accessing, if we had to, that improvement account, is that easily done?
I think it would be a phone call. I would just say that they're, I don't know. I have not talked to them about it, but I could imagine that they may have some hesitancy to let you draw on that since they let you pass on putting a debt service reserve in place. Normally, you would have a debt service reserve equal to 1 year as a bond payment, which is about $75,000 or more now, $80,000.
But Steve, the USIC charges are in the repairs and maintenance line item.
Yes. Was like $9,000 for 3 months. There was 1 month that was, I think it was July's bill that was like 5 grand or something.
Yeah, we had one that was like
150, 145, 150 locates for the month at 76 something a locate.
Yeah. So we had three in that month. One was over 5,000. The total we're at, Pete, is just over 24,000.
Or
For the
25,
year.
right?
Yes, for 25.
Last year it was 14. Oh, no, that's this year. I'd have to pull it up to tell you what the previous years were.
I sent that to the board already. Obviously, they'll have it.
the payments or the, I know you sent like the
Yeah.
tickets. I didn't know if you sent the payments or not. Did you? Okay. I just missed that.
Yeah, I think we were right around 14 something. Oh, great. Like, hey Jen, you're muted if you want to unmute. There you
Yeah,
go.
hold on. How you doing? Sorry. Hear me now?
Yes, you're good. Thank you.
Okay.
We're on financial report from Steve, Jen.
Any
Okay.
other questions? Motion to accept.
Yeah.
I'll second it. Those in favor of accepting the financial reports as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, they are accepted. Old business. Okay, disposal field. Right now, it's kind of dormant on that. I think, Pete, you might want
Yeah.
to.
So as we corresponded by email, I spoke with Adam Data on October 3 and asked him where they are in preparing a conservation easement template for their organization. And he is in the process of contacting their attorneys in Fort Wayne and hopes to generate something. And my thought is that next round of requests for bids, I'd like to provide more definition about what would be acceptable. And one piece of that would be having the their template as an exhibit to the request for bids or notice for request for bids. And between now and that point, we would have, I would hope, the opportunity to actually review their draft template and see what we might need to adjust. And then we could go forward with that. So once we would have that in hand, we could draft up a notice of request for bids again, circulate that, and then, you know, talk about timing and so forth. And I think in the process, we could also discuss that conservation easement template and our next round of negotiate requests for bids with some of our prime candidates, because I think some people hesitated that would otherwise have put in a full offer if we clarified some of those matters regarding the conservation easement. So, in terms of timing, I mean, this could be a spring effort again, and try to get it done next summer is the way I see it.
Do you think any more survey work is likely necessary to deal with some of the questions that came up or not?
Well, what I tried to emphasize with everyone is we intend to accept a bid, but then enter into a purchase agreement, and there would be due diligence opportunities in that purchase agreement. In other words, the buyer's offer would be contingent on whatever they want to make a contingent on that's reasonable, such as survey. So if someone said, well, I'd like to carve out a piece for a single building or something like that, if we were to accept that, then we would say, well, great. then survey it off, and as part of your due diligence, and then we would have an opportunity to accept or not that in that survey in the purchase agreement. So we could do it in advance if we had a clear idea of what we wanted to survey. I just think if it's a particular buyer might have something else in mind, like where they'd like to locate a home or a single building or something like that.
There is interest in a, shall I say, an amended invitation to include maybe one or two single family homes. And if I look at the parcel, certainly from 18B north, there is easily 3 acres that are really in an alley, pretty well secluded. That might be appropriate for some construction, leaving the basic disposal alone.
Thank you very much.
That would be maybe, I don't know where they need to, you say, resurvey it.
I think Pete's right. I mean, I think his point about probably the answer is yes at some point, but if we don't try to do something and it's not consistent with the market, then we would have spent that money probably without a lot of benefits. And I think that's right.
I suspect we'll need an executive meeting sometime in January just to drill down on some of these options or details before we get to our annual meeting in February. The members would like a little more definition as we move forward.
Now, if we were very certain that we would entertain a bid that would carve out, say, 3 acres for single family residential, I mean, we could go ahead and get that survey work done and say this is the eligible geographic area for that. On the other hand, we could almost just draw it in and say we would accept a bid that that proposed to build single family residential in this particular geography, and then as part of the due diligence period, actually have it surveyed off, so we would know exactly. And that would probably be by survey, it would be included in that minor plat, so that would be a separate lot over the two we have designated this time.
I just for point of fact, the LMEF board meets at the end of the on the 31st of this month. I'm guessing that they're going to want to approve the easement language. This would be our first template, so I would expect that you all would have that to review after the 31st, so early November.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, Adam mentioned that he brought it up in a board meeting, and right, they'd have to review a draft at a board meeting to sort of ratify some action there, and then we'd have something to work with. So it could happen as early as this in November, or again, it could slip a little bit depending how quickly the lawyers act and they review everything.
Okay.
How many hookups do we currently have?
Well, we are.
In other words, do we have room for two more homes?
Yeah, we've got probably 11 or 12 available buildable lots. Half of those, I don't think, under the current ownership of development. So, yes. Okay. So, move on to the Asbury proposal.
Yes, that's me.
That's you.
I'm Tom. I'm the director of locating utilities for Asbury. And that's forgive me because I haven't been in on the conversation. Kevin's been doing most of the
Sure.
talking. So if I say something he's already said, I apologize.
Sorry, we're all learning.
Yeah, he's pretty much just given us the proposal at this stage.
I'll just start from the beginning when it comes to Asbury and locating. Asbury, a year and a half ago, was locating, the SIC was locating two things maintained. Dan Asbury and Tom Asbury got tired of all the fees. So they decided to take it in-house. So they hired me 17 months ago. We had two things, I was locating them. In a year and a half, we'll just say a year and a half, we've grown it to 23. And the reason was, Dan and Tom just said, we're tired of the fees.
So are we.
So when we sat down, we said, what is the best way to approach this? We came up with monthly fee. No extra fee for call outs, no extra fee for anything. So I said, I've been doing this 20 years. Everybody's complaint every time is, I'm going to use NIPSCO as an example. They'll call in a ticket, right? They called in 25 more times. Problem with that is, you guys are paying for it every time it's called in.
Right.
I always said I didn't like that. So that's how we came up with, well, let's just charge them one monthly fee. What makes sense for us? What makes sense for them? Let's just charge them one monthly fee. Because the SIC makes their money off, obviously, for sure, being called in 30 times.
Reputation.
And the other thing they do is they expand their area out. And I can say that because I've been with them for 17 years. So they will expand their area out as far as they possibly can. So they'll get tickets, don't have your stuff, but you're still paying, you know.
Noticed that on the $5,000 bill.
So we said, you know, if we make it a monthly, it doesn't matter where that area is. It doesn't matter what 811 does because they know what they're paying for. Well, a ticket 2 miles away may not have your stuff, means not that I'm supposed to clear it because you're paying one catch. So, you know, we don't even have to change the area. You know, obviously, we're going to worry about. So, but we've grown it to 23. We're adding 7 more in the next 2 months.
When you say that, who are you serving? Who's your customer? What's your customer look like? What's that 23 look like?
We got Taylor Township, which is outside Kokomo. We got Niona. We got Macy. We got Laketon. We got North Manchester.
All small sewer utilities for the most part.
We're getting Pierston, so it's coming. We do Tippecanoe, Chapman. We do Lake Lund, Cromwell, Bear High Wolf Lake.
You're Pretty Lake.
He's working on Pretty Lake.
Okay.
So it's coming. You know, so you look at the small ones, that's what we're hitting. Our biggest contract, we have one utility that's communication. We do Elkhart County Fiber, which is 268 square miles of fiber. We took that on just because they begged us. I actually knew the guy was doing it. They have USIC. He's like, you can't do this. And I said, dude, we're sewer and water. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if I can, but quite honestly, it's our biggest count, obviously. We've never had a late ticket in the year we've done it. And never had a damage. Knock on wood, we're almost 2 years in and there ain't been one damage. Not even been close to damage. Because one thing I said with Tom and Dan was, if we're going to do this, we're never going to get ourselves in a position where we can't handle what we do. So if we're going to keep adding, you're going to keep hiring. And they let me hire who I want, but they do not squabble.
Would you mind, I don't understand how this system works. When you talk about clearing tickets, and so if I've got a project at my house and locate needs to be done, mm-hmm. then the contractor I'm using, what's that? The contractor calls 811,
mm-hmm.
and then what happens at 811?
811 creates a ticket and it jumps out to every utility in the system.
Okay.
So in your case, your sewer, AT&T's in the area, whoever's marking, AT&T's get a ticket.
Okay.
Then they have to go out and market. When I say clear, okay, let's say your sewer is in the road, right? And it's a gravity system. I know you guys got grinding, but I'm going to use gravity as an example. And it's a foot deep. That's coming nowhere near me. A, they're in the yard. sewer's in the road. The gravity's the homeowner's responsibility anyway. I'm not sending my guy to do that. Our ticket system will clear.
And when you, so you're authorized by 811 to clear tickets, and you would be responsible for clearing tickets for us.
Correct.
And they would, if you say it's clear, it's clear.
Yep. Last year, 811 made a law. Everything had to have a positive response. Now, what that caused is a lot of people had to get ticket systems because the contractor who called in the ticket has to get a positive response. And that positive response is either clear, marked, out of, you know, or you can.
Is there a time limit on?
48 hours.
48 hours.
But we get it down in 48 hours. I can honestly say we stay almost 2 full days ahead. We're about a day and a half ahead. We do that on purpose, right? So, but yeah, you have 48 hours to do it by law. Now, the law says a lot of things, and it's all how you want to fight it, right? The law also says if you know there's a utility in the area and you dig, you're liable. Problem is, I've sat in a courtroom. Yeah. Many a time when the contractor has won the case,
really,
just by saying it wasn't marked. Because they'll say, did you have a photo of it marked? We take photos of everything and attach it to the ticket. Our system allows us to do that. So if something does get hit, we go back to the photos. So if the contractor says, no, it wasn't marked, they're time stamped. The law reads, every time a ticket's called in, you got to go back out. So if you mark it in January and it gets called all the way into March, every time it's getting called in, you got to go back out and remark. Photos have to be specific to that thing. So, you know, when I say clear, you know, it's stuff that you're not there. Right? If that makes sense to you.
Whereas USAC is probably coming out and marking their entire map that they've created, even if it's 1,000 feet away from any infrastructure, they're still going to come out and do it.
Well, they're going to clear it.
Clear it, but they're still charging us $76 and some odd cents to clear it, even if they don't come out.
So if we would do this, you would be able to notify USIC that it's your contract now, and they would be out of it.
Yes. Here's how that works. I don't know how your contract reads, but I used to write it with USIC. I know it'll say 30 days, right? But it'll also have a clause in there that says if it's in the best interest of either party, it can be terminated immediately. I can tell you now, all the ones we've taken from the SIC, it's never went 30 days. They terminated immediately.
So it's up to them to terminate?
It's up to you guys to terminate. You can send them a letter, okay? Do not try to call them because...
Yeah, it goes to
it's, customer and agent. It's full. No one ever. Voicemail's full. Here's what I do. I tell you guys to send the letter, okay? Greg Arthur is the district regional manager that's in charge of this whole area. I'm not his favorite person. I'm just going to flat out tell you because of what we're taking. I sent him an email. It says, on this date, we're taking it over. Only one we've had problem with is Lake Tenham. They kept sending them a bill. Even though they determined 811 wouldn't even send them a ticket. What they had in their system was they were also marking electricity in there. So they had their system set up. You know, somebody calling a ticket, it popped for Duke Electric. Well, their system was set up so it would also go ahead and code the sewer on a ticket. So they kept billing for those tickets. And it took about 4 months. Laketon never paid it. They just kept sending them with the letter. They terminated you. Here's what, you know, they finally, and it finally stopped.
Yeah, that's likely what will end up. I did look. So Kathy sent me a contract that she had with Southwest, and it is written exactly like that. I have no electronic file for Eshore, though, for USIC. So I contacted her and said, hey, you know, we're looking at potentially switching. Do you have a contract? I don't find anything in the scan files, hard copy, et cetera. She said, no, I don't recall that we had one or not, because we had it with Southwest. I think they just added Eshore. And I said, well, I don't have a copy of it, but I read the Southwest. It says 30 days notice, so we could send like certified letter, mail, all different ways of sending it, I'm sure. Yeah. And I've called that number numerous times because I don't get bills from them. I get collection notices from them.
And what I tell people
it's a nightmare.
When we switch over, just go ahead and switch over. You know, if we want to make that date Monday, we can make that date Monday. We just got to get what they want on as soon as, and then they're going to send whoever's the contact.
Yes. Guys,
which is you, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they'll send you an email that says, yes, are you doing this? Is this okay? And then they just flip it to us.
Yeah.
That stops tickets going to USIC.
Okay. Because Kevin.
But in theory, if their system is set up the same way, it's going to code.
Yeah.
Turn into a little bit of a fight. I think what they do is they're so big, I think they think they can get away with that for 3 or 4 months and it's going to get paid.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
And they don't like it when someone fights back, gives them a little bit of feedback, right? I think that's just how they go about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Kathy was on our 811 as the contact, but when Kevin reached out to me, he had 811 contact me to say this is the new district manager. So we verified that. They switched it to me. So, and I do have a contact now there so that I can reach out to them by YouTube.
They're just big.
Where does NIPSCO fall into this?
Do they need their? They've hired out to. We don't do them. It's gas, electric, on the spot, or somebody's doing them now. I just use NIPSCO as an example because they're up in this area and this is easy. You know, it's just an example. NIPSCO's NIPSCO. They call in a lot of tickets. I can tell you, I go to the 811 conference every year in Prince Lake. Last year, it got shut down because everybody was complaining about NIPSCO.
NIPSCO generates the tickets. They aren't just markers. They're the ones, like, yes, they generate a lot of the tickets because they're out doing projects all over the place.
Yeah, she actually shut down. They called it a bribe session. It's at the end of the last day, right?
Yeah.
She shut it down, sent it by home because everybody was getting that NIPSCO. And veterans, the other gas down south, they were getting that pretty hard because of the tickets being called in.
Yeah.
Really. You know, you call it in 40 times.
We had a,
and you don't do the work.
We're
paying for it. You know,
4 or 5 years ago, right over Memorial Day weekend, it was on our property, and we got busy. And NIPSCO was the one that was just dragging their feet on it.
Well, we just got Crown Point. It's a new system, low pressure, wood grinders. And, you know, it's been delayed almost 90 days now. Because NIPSCO has their end electricity to the lift station. So they can't use the system.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, boy. This keeps getting pushed off and off. They're starting to get a little upset up there, obviously,
I
right?
That would upset
you. They're saying mid-November now before they
You spend millions, if not tens of millions of dollars on a system and you can't run it.
Yeah.
So.
And at some point, you got to switch over to the. That would. Freak out our sewer operator in town. I can tell you that.
We've had discussion when we were looking at these numbers about why can't we, like, if I'm the person who's asked for the work to be done that's required the locates, why can't we as the utility go back and charge me because of the locates? But what I've seen so far makes me think that the law doesn't allow for it to go back to the customer who's created.
The 811 law requires the utility to pay.
Yeah. And that's, I've got a notice here from NIPSCO that was in one of my bills recently that just says flat out it's free. And to, because this comes to, you know, me as a residential customer.
You know, they like to call us a free service, but quite honestly, you know, we're charging you guys, but we're paying like 4 or 5 cents a ticket on top of it.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? They're finding a way to get money.
I mean, it makes sense to me that it's free. They don't want people not calling because they don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, when I started this 20 years ago, there was very little on the ground. You know, I told everybody we had a pager, we got a roll of quarters every week, and we had paper prints. And you could always tell the tickets nobody wanted to do. Because they were the tickets that were all crumbled up. It's made their way. You know what I'm saying? You can always tell. Nowadays, everything's electronic. It's a lot easier.
In an interesting way, it encourages economic development, too. Because,
if you were
charged all the time, you wouldn't necessarily improve your house or renovate it. Or
right.
There are some who wouldn't. I mean, not likely on our lake, but
yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about, you know, houses were built, one thing we do in it, included in that price, let's say you have a house built, you put in a grinder. We're going to come out and map from that grinder to the main, get it on electronic.
You guys got a form of contract that you would have us sign?
Yes, he'll send a contract. I don't have it.
Yeah, there's a
copy. He may have sent it.
I think this is technically just a proposal.
The contract is like 16 pages long.
This is not the document.
If we say we want to move forward with a contract, he'd outline scope and all of that.
Yeah, and the way we do it, you know, sometimes I have it with me. He didn't send it to me to print out to bring with me to show you. Is like if you said, yeah, we want to start this Monday, it gets you the contract. We don't have to wait till we get the signed copy. We trust it. I mean, there's no worries.
Anybody, right?
Right. We just know it'll work its way out. You know, we've had some that took a month because they waited till the next meeting, but we went ahead that whole month and marked it because we know it's going to happen. We don't want anybody just sitting there. We know how it works.
Do you bill in advance or do you bill in arrears? How does the monthly payment?
Just one bill a month. I think they do it at the end of the month.
Okay.
You take historical averages to create what your monthly is.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you would.
I got your last 3 years worth of locates. What I don't have is this year. So, you know, what we've discovered when getting the last 3 years, it goes up every year. Just because of stuff being put in the ground. Right? It just keeps going up. But we do it off the last 3 years. So
then next year, you just move that up to include this year.
Right. Well, here's the thing. If you guys decide to do this, you can make that contract for a year, 3 years, 5 years. It's up to you.
Yeah.
So once you make the contract, we're locked into that price.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not dumb. We know all it takes is a fiber company to sign up through town. And locates go up.
They already did.
True.
Or they might hit East Shore next, though. Yeah, they've been through the town of Culverts.
They're doing the laying right now.
Yeah, the way we come up with the figure is we know when wintertime hits and snow starts flying, it will slow down. So we figure it all washes out at the end, right? There's going to be some months, I'll also say we'd lose money.
Yeah.
There's going to be some months we're going to gain it back because it's just, you know, just takes a big snowstorm. Nobody's doing anything for 3 weeks, just the way it is.
Just an FYI, 2025 was a little rougher on us because on State Road 10, where our line goes, NDOT had like two or three projects there. The town of Culver had one, and they marked the whole stretch, even when the project was like, you know, a small chunk.
It's all in one
thing. So it just happened to be between NDOT and the town, there were several projects there.
You know, there's one thing I don't like about tickets, and I have this, not an argument, but I'll have conversations with contractors. They'll be working in the middle of the intersection, and they'll call in 500-foot radius.
Mm.
Well, here's the thing. If you got four streets, by law, that's 500 feet down that street, and it's 500 foot down every street. So now that has turned into not a 500-foot locate, it turned into a 2,000-foot locate for them to dig it a little bit. You know, and we've had that discussion. Like, why can't you just say, I'm working, and that's an IPSCO ticket. We're working on the valve in the middle of the thing, and we'll call it a 500-foot range. It's like, the valve's in the middle of the lane. But by law, you're requiring us to do this. You know, so, but, you know,
Pete, you got any questions for Jim?
Yeah. Tom, Pete Cleveland, thank you for your proposal here and attending the meeting. So, yeah, several questions. Now, look out. I've been doing some AI research here. And here's what it reports. Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission does not directly regulate utility location services. It says that Indiana 811 is a nonprofit corporation, and the state law requires all utility owners and operators with underground facilities to be members of Indiana 811. I don't recall us ever doing that. Is that?
Yeah, we get annual fees for it, Pete. It's the IUPS.
IUPS.
Yeah. IUPUS. In fact, there's a claim on your current claims report for them.
Okay, so we're lawfully registered then.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, how do so we're registered. Do we claim a geography
Correct.
then, or how is it that if a
Whatever
call
sewer
if
is
we
at.
hire you and then a call comes in, how does it determine whether you get it or USIC gets it or who somebody else gets it, the ticket?
Well, if you would change over to us, leave it, just leave your stuff. And it would only be in the area your sewer is at. I haven't seen that map. I'm sure there is one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We would just get your stuff. So USIC wouldn't get it. On the spot wouldn't get it. None of the other companies would get it. We'd be the only one getting your stuff.
So you would claim a geography then as part of your
Yes, the
registration with
411
Indiana
system.
811?
Yeah, which is already in there.
Yeah, we're
We
already set
have the
up.
ability to adjust that once we get it. So I don't, USIC set it up, I'm sure. So I haven't seen it to see, but it's in the 811 system already. So, but we would have the ability to shrink that, make it bigger, whatever needed to be done, we would have the ability to do that.
Okay, so if, yeah, I guess we haven't seen that. So when we get tagged for these things on State Road 10 or in town or something like that, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to review our geography so, so we don't get billed for
The one
things
that's
that
one
seem to be
of
outside of our geography. That
Yeah, as part of our bill from USIC, we do get a list of the parcels that they're tagging you on. So Kathy and I just look through them and make sure, yep, we have our utility there. So like at State Road 10, our line runs all the way down. Now
Right.
on one side on part of the road, it's on the other side on part of the road. But so we go through that list and go, yep.
I think we actually crossed 10 at
Yeah.
the intersection of some of the areas here.
In our ticket system, so once it would flip over to us, our ticket would show that map. So when our locator gets it, you can just hit map and it's going to show your system. So he's going to know when he arrives there. It's on the east side of the road, jumps over to the west side, whatever the case may be. He's going to know that.
Okay.
So.
So the other question I had was, we've got several utility lines set out in the right of way, and some homeowner or contractor for a homeowner calls up Indiana 811, and now how do they on these tickets? So, Indiana 811 would pick up, okay, East Shore Conservancy District, they need to be notified. Notify or their utility locate service needs to be located, notified. But do like the gas company, NIPSCO, and others, do they also have their own service providers, or how does it get allocated amongst the various utilities that would be affected by a
811 system automatically kicks out to each utility company that's being located. So, like, we would get yours, whoever's doing NIPSCO, get NIPSCO's, whoever's doing its Frontier, is next. Frontier would get the Frontier tickets. We wouldn't see those. We would
It's electric and gas, both.
Who does? NIPSCO.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, so they would get those, and we would just get yours. But every utility in that easement, whoever's marking it, would get notified that they have 48 hours to market.
Yeah. Okay. So, like the yellow markings and the yellow tags would be the gas and.
Red would be power, blue be
Yep.
water.
Okay. That explains that. All right.
Now, question I have while I'm thinking of it or I'll forget. You guys have grinders, obviously, you said you have boxes. Who's responsible for electricity? The reason I ask that, right?
Well, it's NIPSCO.
NIPSCO.
Are they marking it?
Good question.
Because here's the argument. And it's not an argument on my part. We'll mark it, right? They had this problem at 9/11. They had this problem at Coons Lake. Everybody was saying it was NIPSCO's. It wasn't NIPSCO's. NIPSCO's. When we took over, if it doesn't, only NIPSCO's required from the meter to the source, right? So if you have your meter and there's a meter on it, right? And let's say it's 40 feet from the grinder, right? You're required between that grinder. Most of the electric is overhead here. But the
capacity, what he's saying is when the power line goes to the meter,
to the panel,
and that's where their obligation stops. And like at my house, the power line goes to my garage and runs down the wall of my garage, and then it goes from there over to the grinder pump. So you're talking about that
to the house with the homeowner, okay. Because the meter's on the house, right? So if your meter is out by the grinder pump, takes it away from it. So if every house, you know, is just running to their meter, then it's on the homeowner. But that meter is not. See what I'm saying? It's your responsibility. It's actually your electricity.
And we pay NIPSCO, $700 a month, roughly, or something like that. But there's a couple of different meters. We get a couple of different bills.
I would have to survey it. I did drive around when Kevin talked about getting it, but I didn't get excited about it to look. I saw some with the meters weren't on the house.
Talking about
the lift station. Yeah, that's what our NIPSCO bill is. And you might be thinking Southwest also gets an REMC bill, but they don't. You guys don't have REMC on your side of the lake, right?
I have a question, though. When you say the responsibility stops with NIPSCO, say at Ryan's out at the garage where his meter is, then he has a line that goes to his grinder pump some distance away. You're saying that's on the homeowner, or you got so that won't be a part of your ticket?
Nope.
Not here. Most places that I work with, the districts own the grinders, so they're responsible for the electricity to the grinder as well.
But here. So if Brian wants something done by a contractor between that meter and his grinder pump, it's on him.
Correct.
To figure out how to locate it.
Thurman had an issue with that very same. He had some wires going to one of his cottages in the back. His property, his service, he didn't advise Thomas before he started digging. So, of course, Thomas ripped them up, and then he wanted Thomas to pay for them. Well, he didn't know they were there. It was Jim's responsibility to notify them.
Well, we have a similar situation to Brian where we have a meter, and then we have a grinder pump, and then it goes sort of diagonally under the driveway. Thomas installed that.
Yeah.
So they know it's there, right? Or, I mean, not that we're going to do anything with our driveway, but still kind of curious. We just need to make sure.
You just need to make sure that if anybody is going to be digging inside the meter, that they know there's something there.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If you call in a ticket and you catch my locator out there and you say, hey, we're not going to take responsibility for it.
Sure.
But.
Oh, at least mark it. Just.
We can dot it out. We can.
Sure. Paint it.
Something. Yeah. You know, if they're too busy and say they can't do it, somebody just needs to let me know. And I'll get out here and dot it out. I'm not going to say we're going to do it for everyone because it's going to depend on our time frame. But we don't want your stuff to get hit. We don't want their stuff to get hit.
Sure.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, like I said, the problem child is when the meter is out on the house. It causes a whole.
I just love the idea that there's someone I could call.
Yeah.
Said, yes, I see. I don't. The phone number you call just goes to a dark hole.
And the boys' box is full.
Is Jim still on here? Does Jim have any questions?
Jim?
Hello. I'm good with everything.
Any questions?
None. That's whatever. Nope. Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
So, Tom, a couple other questions. In your contract, would you include a map of our geography?
Yes, you guys should already have one. Somewhere.
Can you help us review that and make sure it's accurate?
I can. And I'm going to use Leesburg as an example. I'm glad you brought that up. We took over Leesburg. MSIC had them. They had about a mile and a half line that wasn't on the map and what hadn't got marked in 5 years. How it never got hit, we don't know. We discovered it by just rechecking it. So I took it, rechecked it. I drove it. I was like, wait a minute, there's a lift station here. Now they connect with Warsaw. So I called Warsaw and said, is this your lift station? Like, nope, that's Leesburg's. It was never on the map.
So maybe what we
you know,
could do,
so
have
a similar.
Tom drive it with Jason. Jason knows our system really well. And he
Yeah.
did mark it, but he could drive it with you to make sure the map is accurate.
I know.
That would be great. And Tom, is your contract a year to year, or how do you
You can do it any way you want. You can do a year to year. You can do 3 years. You can do 5 years. And that price is locked in.
The price is the same whether we do year to year or 3 years.
Now, they might get excited if 10 utilities go into easement and all of a sudden there's 800 locates a month. They might come to you and say, hey, let's make this fair, which everybody understands at that point, right? Because you still don't know what 5 years from now brings. So, but
yeah, we don't have much room for expansion.
So, I can't see it yet.
Yeah, and I
Talk
think
a lot about
broadband
houses.
is, you said, currently underway, right? Is that RTC
It's in
doing it?
there. Rochester's doing it, and it's in. They're doing the lane because it's all private property down there. And I mean, they're. I was on the phone with them this morning. They're doing it right now.
That's
There are
great.
other people.
So, do we know where the electronic file is?
I can look. I took over the two districts in the past year and a half. And
I'm betting they're all
everything
the
was
same.
handed to me in boxes.
What I'm
So
betting
I
is
scanned it all, but it's
somewhere there's probably a paper map, and I'm
okay.
betting you they've got two combined,
Okay.
is what I'm betting.
Oh, both
Since they
districts.
feed here, I'm betting you, when you find it,
Okay.
they're going to be combined. All I've got are the as-bills.
Yeah.
Well, from
And
them. That's all you'll probably
if I
find, Kim.
can't find it, can I request it from 811? Can I said,
They would have it, be whoever
okay.
your engineering firm was that
Oh,
did it.
Midwestern would have
Yeah.
been for you
And if you
guys,
got the
right?
as-builds, got the paper as-builds, I just need those. I
Okay.
can go off of those. I bet we've got them electronically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we can get them in a shape file, that's how we
The
get
key
them.
there is, if depends on how cute I was labeling that.
Oh, if you want
I
it in
can
a
never
shape
find it.
file, I'll request it from the engineer then,
Yeah.
because you want it
He's got
in
it.
that
It
format.
just makes it easier when we convert it over.
Yeah.
But honestly, some people don't have shape files.
Yeah.
Sure. So we
Well,
need to
we're
get
going
the
to have a
paper
problem
as-bills.
for the
So honestly,
original
what
one.
I
I'm
do
sure he
is
will,
the
because
general
their
one.
engineer was the one for the town and he provided them that way for us.
So we've got a couple districts where all they had was the paper as-bills. So what I did is I took that paper as-bill and I drove it. And I just checked it.
Okay.
And I can do the mapping on my iPad. I put it on the system. That way it's there. So, well.
Thanks for coming.
Good job in the winter.
So the board meets usually only quarterly, but then at toward sometime in December, they will approve all the end of year claims up to the date Steve and I can give them, because it helps us close out the year. So they technically have another meeting in December where,
I'm
if
not so sure we can't do this
I was
today.
going to say,
Yeah,
you
I think
could,
if we just
if
let
you're
Tom
approving
go.
price,
Yeah.
you could even make it a, we're going to approve moving forward with a contract with them based on this proposal, and pending us giving notification to USIC.
And I can do that soonest today. I get back to my office.
So I was going
Send
Jenny, why don't
copy
we
everybody and send Greg an email.
do this? Why don't we let Tom go so the minutes reflect that we let him go, and we could have a short discussion here again, see if we can get a motion and a second and a vote, and then we can let Tom know where we are and what else, if anything, we need you to do immediately, and we can just kind of go from there.
Okay, I can do that.
My contact info.
Okay.
I keep business cards for my other job, but not
That's a
that
hell of a business card.
I give you my BS engineering one, but that's the one
I'm betting
you
they
want
have
to
a shape
reach me
file.
at.
I would think they probably got a 10-5 sit somewhere.
Yeah, I'll talk to the Midwestern. Mark Sullivan
Mark
did
said.
theirs, so I'll
Yeah.
get with them.
And
Yeah.
it's pretty simple for us. Like I said, if you decide to do it, we'll just email 811. You'll get a thing. As soon as you say, okay, April's
Okay.
really good at 811, she'll just start switching. It takes like an hour to make a patient.
Yeah, sounds good.
You want me to
All
pay
right.
the stent in the bill,
Awesome.
right?
Yep, thank you.
You
Thanks, guys.
want me to pay the stent in the bill, right? And then were you going to give me a number for the NIPSCO bill?
I texted it to you. There's a picture of it.
Okay, I'll check before I leave. I don't
So,
remember seeing it. Sorry.
no worries.
it seems to me that that there's really no reason for us not to do this.
And this is pretty close to a slam dunk.
It is. So just for purposes of discussion, I'd make a motion that we enter into the contract with Asbury for locates for a period of time. I mean, maybe we pick three or something. Whatever the group thinks is the right amount of time. And that would be my motion, and then we can talk about what else we need you to do, Jay, to get it going. That's a very succinct motion.
I would amend that to 5 years.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a fixed price. Costs are only going to go up.
Okay.
So, Fritz, are you saying 3 or 5 years?
I'm saying 5.
Yeah, I would go with that as well. Longer, okay. Better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think pretty apparent that you could quit just about any time.
Mm-hmm.
With, yep. There's no disorder, yep. Immediately.
Right.
So,
I would accept that amendment.
Okay. I'll second that.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Question.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
Well, I had a question about, so did he say that if we elect a 5-year deal, but we could still terminate?
Yes.
For cause or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was apparent in his presentation with all of these guys that there's lots of terminations that go on all the time.
Okay.
Outside of the contract terms, so
yeah, Pete. It seemed like the law seems to be 30 days, and the way this conversation went, despite the fact that we would have a 5-year agreement, either side, that includes could decide. You can expect that if we have a 5-year deal, long about year 3. They'll be talking to us about increasing the fee, checkbook. I would guess.
Good. Yeah. Particularly after they get this year's
number. Exactly.
They may come back and say, well, we need to amend them.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, Carter, it says, I think they're very fair about what they do.
There's a lot of us out there.
So I don't really have an issue there.
Well, there's a motion and a second. Did we get a vote?
Well, Pete had a question. I hope we answered that. Still there, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll have to review the contract. So do we want authority to go ahead and sign that without another meeting?
Pending Fritz's authorization of it. Like Fritz could do the review and you guys are handing him authority now to sign.
Yeah, I think so. I think we give Fritz the authority to sign, and
it's changed.
I could send it around to all you guys to comments, but I got my signature on everything. Why not?
Yeah, well, you get paid so much for this.
I know. Okay, is everybody good with that plan there?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, Jenny, by the way, I see in my files, I have electronic files for the as-builts of the new system going into town.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything for the old system. So,
I've got the old system and the new system, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as I find it.
If you also, if they're too big to email, I can bring you a memory stick.
And Mark Sullivan can do it.
Yeah, why don't I just reach out tomorrow?
That would be the best.
He would have old as well.
He'd have the originals.
Okay, cool.
And he's also, of course, got the original system from the lift station now.
Now I'm thinking that we go ahead and I could send certified mail, regular mail, and email. I think Tom could probably give me this George was it George? Greg Arthur's email because he's apparently the rep. I've never even heard a name before, which was kind of awesome. So I'll get Asbury to send me their contact at USIC. We'll send them notice every which way. So would it make sense for the contract to start December 1, say? Because that would, we get our 30 days notice in there and they can finish out their bills.
And he said they'd start Monday.
They could.
But start. I don't know that we need to be in a hurry between now and 30 days.
Practical.
At least then we followed the what I think is in the contract, but Kathy can't produce a contract, so it's possible you don't have any contract with them.
Sounds like 30 days is
but,
common.
Yeah, absolutely. But if I send it certified too, they can't argue it when we send it.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Jenny. Incidentally, I tried through my AI research with USIC, and they have a Rochester office. The phone number's no good on their website. And then I was just going to ask, do we have a contract? And then I called the state office, and you're right, it just goes into the vortex. There's so. On that grounds alone, I'd like to get rid of USIC.
Yeah, it's so aggravating. And then
I'll be right here.
I won't get invoices from them, like a normal invoice. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting like three collection notices.
You're not the only one. That's just the way they operate. It's just bad.
The one person who reaches out to me is a woman named Carol Booker. So I've expressed my frustration with them through her. And she never replies. Like it goes into another dark hole that I call the Booker hole.
All right.
So we need to. The agenda says we need to adopt the budget.
Uh huh. So we had the public hearing on your budget that you reviewed in August. No one responded to the public hearing, so there was no public input. And Brian, I know because you weren't at that meeting, they did discuss the SBA and moving from 1 cent to 3 cents per 100,000 assessment. So when Steve did the budget, we updated that. I think it was your maintenance and repair line where you stuck the extra money that would come from SBA because we still have to appropriate the money even if you're not spending it. So we basically estimated what that would be for SBA and added that to the budget. But without any public input, now you're at the stage. Steve would post this to Gateway. The forms are already advertised on Gateway, but I think Jim ultimately has to sign that we've adopted the budget within so many days of this meeting and before the, what is it, November 1 deadline?
Right. Something like that.
Yeah. So we had to publish with DLGF what our public hearing date was, our adoption date, et cetera. So you guys technically have to adopt it now or call another meeting.
I think we better adopt it.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
Need a motion here.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Brian seconds. Those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay.
We
accept the budget.
The 3 cents is for the period, the calendar period that starts
26, January 1. 26.
Yeah.
And just to be safe, I know the auditor eventually will see that we published this budget, but I'm going to give her a heads up that you're increasing that because of the mistake they made the 1 year.
Right.
We're a little paranoid.
Yeah. So, Jenny, just to confirm, we're at 4 cents based on that change, or still at 3 cents?
3 cents, I believe.
3 cents.
Yeah.
And what's the cap on these numbers now?
5 cents. Just so everybody knows, we have a little room, and the real reason we moved that to three is the potential of these. What do you call them, Fritz?
Foul.
Check valves.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be repairing those.
Well, hopefully not forever.
if you generate 120 next year and you only spend 80 or 60 on check valves, then you've built a nest egg for the future.
Yeah. And one of the things we should look at is, you know, agree with someone who's going to replace them and go and put 20 of them in the budget, or, you know, some amount of change outs, so we are proactively have a longer term maintenance outlook versus they're all emergency and they're 30% more that way or something.
Yeah.
If we were to do something like that, do we know a couple of ways to say it? Do we know where the brass is, where the plastic is?
I think you can figure that out.
You do it.
They're all plastic except the ones that have been replaced
right
within the last 5 years.
Yeah. But, you know, guys, Steve and Jenny, you know, we need to come up with like artificial intelligence for proactive replacement, and, you know, notch with which ones. They're all going to be brass going forward. So anything beyond, call it 2025 or further, are going to be brass, or will be brass, or are brass, something like that. I know that sounded like makes sense, but I know what I'm thinking, even though you guys might not know what I'm thinking.
It's all right. I've heard worse.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is just sort out all of our members and figure out who still has plastic check.
Yeah, who's got what?
Then we can set up a schedule and turn Thomas loose, and you need to get these five done by whenever, so they can fill in their time with that stuff.
Danny, did you talk about figuring out the number, the payment that's owed for prepaying the EBA?
I think I have some guidance for you. I found something in the file, and I gave Jenny a paper copy, and I printed one for you. But it looks like Jared did an amortization on $11,000 per unit back when the original system was put in. And then the way I read it is, as that's paid down, obviously they're paying it. If they're paying it monthly, it's being paid down, right? Then they would owe the balance.
I don't know
why the numbers were oddball numbers in the past. I would just recommend that we follow that form.
So, Steve,
let me spit it back at you, okay? If someone has an EBA at the start, okay, which was 2020 or whatever that year was
22?
The first year.
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
So it amortized X amount of dollars in 22 and 23 and 24 and 25. They want to prepay the number November 1 or by November 15th of 25.
Right.
You would just take that individual pay down, and that's their number.
Yeah, and that's so if they're paying in November, it's for 2020, starting for 2026. So they would come off the roll 2026. So according to this amortization, it would be $9,140.
That's right.
And then next year it would be $8,650.
That's right.
Steve, why did you pick 7-1 instead of 1-1?
Because the 1-1 is for what was already, it's being paid on 1-1, but it was collected in 2025.
Well, and that's the math, and that's the math, and it's not, you know.
So I can just laminate this and use it every year for my
number. Every year. Because we have 2% money. We have 2% money. Everybody's paying the same amount.
Right.
And it's just a basic, you look at an amortization schedule on the single individual household, and everyone else is the same.
Yeah. This makes a lot more sense than whatever I got
Whatever
last.
Kathy did, yeah. So I don't know whether we're
I will look up what they paid last year and see if we were short or if they paid too much.
I
They didn't
wouldn't
argue
I
with
really
me.
want to do
Yeah,
that. I wouldn't
maybe
worry
not.
about it. I would just let it go. We
Yeah.
didn't get audited,
We
just
might have to
let it
rethink.
stay quiet, and no one will ask. I don't, if they were going to ask, they would have asked a lot earlier.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay. Well, thank
Okay.
you, Steve. You just made my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
That's right. Okay. Thanks for letting me talk about that.
So, hey Jim, I'm going AI crazy today.
Okay.
AI reports that plastic check valves' lifespan is 5 to 20 years, or as little as 3 to 7 years if it's cheaper, and brass is 10 to 30 years. So
Well,
there we go.
that's why the male-dominated board back when we were on it 25 years ago or whatever it was, we went the cheap route. Just ask Fritz, you know.
You're making me nervous, Pete, sitting down there with a plastic check valve way out.
Well, I
Yeah,
got
but you know,
two
but
of
the
them under
fact
my
of the matter is
pillow.
that you exceeded the lifespan. You could do an amazing good look back on it and what that investment what you received back, how much value you received, Brian.
It's a lot of ROI.
You say nothing to my grandkids.
Granted. Yeah. I
It's too
mean,
bad plastic surgery doesn't have that great an ROI.
yeah.
Get some of that money.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think we have any other items we need to discuss. No public attendees at this point, so doesn't seem to be anything there. I think it's time to adjourn.
So moved.
Brian has
Second.
moved. I'll second. Those
How
in
about
favor?
that?
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
Closed. Okay, we are adjourned.
Good. Thank
See
you.
you guys.
Thank you, everybody.
You bet.
Thanks,
Thanks. See you
guys.
later.
See you, Pete.
Bye now.
Do you need more checks from me, or is that the only one?